Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Michelle Mueller, coordinator for the South Macoupin County EMS Appreciation Day. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Michelle, today we're going to discuss several things that will be going on May the 15th from 10 to 2 in Southern Macoupin County at Brittany Shooting Park. And we're going to let you talk a little bit about the background or the development, and what is the South Macoupin County EMS Appreciation Day?
Well, this event began when James Gultz came to the shooting park and asked if we would be interested in helping sponsor this worthwhile program. And what we were going to turn it into in the beginning is we were going to ask the Sheriff's Department to join us and then have some friendly competition amongst where people have an opportunity to shoot at paper targets against some of the sheriff's deputies. And it went from there when Mr. Gultz explained that he had been in a terrible motorcycle accident and how he felt about the wonderful services that he was provided by the emergency medical staff. And so he wanted to do something to give back, and we joined in on those efforts. And we've had lots of people join in on those efforts now, and it's turned into this Appreciation Day. So that's how it all started, and that's where we are in this effort. And on May 15th, hopefully we can turn this into a community outreach program where folks have a chance to come out and meet with emergency medical personnel, the ambulance service, and police officers, and get to know them and communicate with them, help us raise a little money for them.
And there will be several ways that the funds can be raised, and we'll talk about some of those. Of course, you brought up probably what would be called the highlight of the day, but let's talk about that, where the people will get a chance to, I guess, as you say, shoot at paper targets and see how they score against the sheriff and other officers. Sort of how will that break out and how will they know how they did?
Well, we're going to start off the day and we're going to have the sheriffs compete. They will be shooting the same guns that will be available to the public, the 22 caliber pistols, and we'll shoot at paper. They'll shoot at paper targets. Then we'll allow the community to do that under the close supervision of some professional gun safety officers. And you'll be able to shoot paper targets and then compare your target shooting abilities to those of our sheriffs to see whether or not you can sharpshoot like the sheriffs do.
And then also throughout the day, there'll be stuff going on. And I guess that would as well include food. Is there going to be food items for people to purchase?
Absolutely, and that will be provided by our EMS services. So Bunker Hill is going to have a fish fry, so there'll be fish dinners available, and then the Bunker Hill American Legion is potentially going to be putting some fun stuff out there, like maybe cotton candy and snow cones, and then we'll also have pulled pork that's going to be put on by the Bunker Hill Ambulance Service. So these things are still in the planning work, so we know that we have those folks that will be there, and we're looking for anybody else who wants to help fundraise for our EMS professionals.
And I was going to ask you, sort of when you say fundraising event, will it be like, as you said, EMS would have something as far as a fish fry or something like that? How will the funds sort of go to the EMS organizations after the day's over?
100% of everything, all of our proceeds for that day will be divided amongst the Southern Macoupin County EMS organizations with the ambulance services, the volunteer fire departments, and we will divide that up with those that have participated in this and send the money directly to them to be used for purchasing new equipment or whatever their needs happen to be.
And when you say there'll be, you know, the shooting contest, is there other things that'll be going on in the day that people might partake of, say, if they aren't in it, or is that still in the planning process, or how's that go?
We know that we're going to have a fire truck out there. We'll have an ambulance, and we'll have a police car that folks can tour. We'll also the Arch helicopter is scheduled to be there that day, pending no other incidents. So they'll be out there, and then we will have a shooting demonstration by the Bunker Hill Trap Team where we can help our youth learn how to shoot shotguns in a safe manner. So that's also going on during the day.
And you mentioned weather. I guess we should point out that this is scheduled for May the 15th, but you do have a rescheduled time, I guess, if there is inclement weather or something like that.
Absolutely. Our rescheduled date would be September the 18th. just in case the weather does not cooperate with us on that day.
And there'll be chances for people to win items. There's things like guns and conceal and carry course and a smoker and things like that. And we will let you talk a little bit about if somebody wants to know more about the event in detail or they just want to contact you. Maybe you need volunteers. Do you need volunteers yet?
We do. We could always use some volunteers to help us out with all the activities of the day. To contact us, you can contact me, Michelle Mueller, and my email address is michelle.mueller@yahoo.com. Or we have information on our Facebook group. The Facebook group is called Macoupin County EMS Appreciation Day. So as we get closer and add more events to the day, you can always find those updates located on that Facebook page.
Michelle Mueller, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you. Hopefully you can come out and see us on May the 15th.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.